Liberal Party members are gathering today in Canberra to discuss their energy and climate policies in the first of a series of meetings this week of MPs and senators aiming to settle the Coalition's energy policy. It remains unclear as to whether Liberals will follow the Nationals and dump their commitment to net zero emissions by 2050. Leah Blyth is Liberal Senator for South Australia. I spoke to her earlier. Senator, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally, and good morning to your listeners.
Do you personally support your party maintaining its commitment to net zero by 2050?
Personally, I don't. I think that net zero isn't working for the Australian people. The economics of it and even the environmental impact that net zero will have just doesn't add up, I don't think, in our national interests.
Do you think that the Liberal Party will abandon its commitment to net zero entirely this week?
That is the sort of million-dollar question this week and particularly today. We're all converging on Canberra to have that, you know, very important discussion in our party room today. And I think there are, you know, obviously there are colleagues of mine that have the opposite view to me, and it will certainly be a very good process for us to have a genuine debate and come up with a position that's in the best interests of the Australian people.
Informally, what would your view be of whether the majority of your colleagues are in favour of net zero by 2050 or not?
Oh, look, that is a really hard one, and there is nuance in that. I think all of my colleagues are absolutely in favour of us doing our bit and to certainly have the minimal impact that we can on our natural environment. And so I think, you know, is it abandoning the legislated targets but actually looking towards some of the aspirations that the Paris Agreement has? Is it abandoning all of that altogether? And I think they're the discussions that we'll have in the party room today. But I think the really important thing is everyone in the coalition is committed to doing what's right for our economy, for the environment and for the Australian people.
Do you support Susan Lee's leadership, and will you continue to support her leadership if your preferred policy position doesn't align with the party by the end of this process?
I sit in shadow ministry, and it is a long-held convention that to sit in shadow ministry, you support the leader, and I follow that convention. I don't think this is, you know, a referendum or a vote on the leadership per se. I think this is a policy discussion that we're having. And so, you know, my views of the leadership and that support that I have for our leader doesn't change pending the outcome of this policy debate today and later this week.
So would it, in your view, be possible to continue to stay in the shadow ministry if the party arrives at a different view from yours?
I don't want to preempt what decisions are made today and then into shadow ministry tomorrow. And of course, we have a joint party meeting later in the week. I think, as I said, you know, it's cabinet solidarity. I support the leader, and certainly, you know, I don't want to get into hypotheticals, but if things change, I would have that discussion with the leader. But, you know, as it stands now, there's a policy discussion that we're having, and I have, you know, full confidence in our leader and Susan.
Do you think it's the right thing to do that if members of the party room disagree with the position of the leader that they should not remain in the shadow ministry?
I think that's a matter for each individual. And as I said, you know, it is a long-held convention of cabinet solidarity. And so I think if there are individuals who feel as though they can't uphold that principle, then that's certainly a decision for them to come to, and again, a discussion for them to have with the leader.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and my guest is Liberal Senator for South Australia, Leah Blyth. Given the result at the last federal election, which former Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham labelled as, quote, diabolical, do you believe that a change in net zero policy will help the Liberal Party to rebuild in your home state, South Australia, and elsewhere at the next election?
I think that we went to the last two elections, which were not the results that we have been hoping for. And I think former Senator Birmingham is probably correct in describing it as diabolical. But if we're going to keep doing the same thing and expecting different outcomes, I think that would be naive of us. We've never taken a differing position to Labor on this to an election and won. So I think it is time for the Australian people to have choice. But for us, it is, you know, what is in our national interest? And that's got to be a question that I think even Labor is going to have to ask itself. When you look at the price tag that comes with net zero, and there are numbers that range between $7 and $9 trillion, you know, we've got to ask at what cost and what is the tangible benefit to the global environment, but also to the Australian nation. And I think the numbers just don't add up. And if we impoverish ourselves, aspiring to a target that is legislated and quite frankly is not achievable, and we're going to impoverish the Australian people to do that, I don't think that we can be stewards of the environment if we can't afford it. So I think this has got to be a discussion on balance, and that's what
I'm excited to take. Can you afford not to go down the path of net zero, the costs of not doing enough?
I think Australia is 1% of global emissions. We are still sending our coal and our gas offshore to be burnt and used to make products that we're then buying back. I don't think we can not afford to have a sensible discussion about what Australia's future looks like. And I think at the moment we are doing our sort of emission reduction at many times the rate of what comparable nations internationally are doing, and we're crippling ourselves doing it. And I question whether that's a sensible policy.
On another matter, you've taken part in the Senate inquiry into the algal bloom in South Australia. It published its report yesterday. What do you believe is the most important finding of the inquiry?
I think of the inquiry, you know, South Australia hasn't really hit the national news on the algal bloom, and it has been so devastating here for communities, particularly those along our coastal regions and in regional areas. The most important takeaway is that this was completely bungled by, I would say, predominantly our state government here. There was such a lag in basically asking the federal government for help, and the confusion that sits around the health advice that goes with some of the evidence that we had in the Senate inquiry. So I think the takeaway is algal blooms are a naturally occurring phenomenon. But
are they connected to climate change, in your view?
Look, the evidence on that was incredibly unclear. So there has been no expert who was happy to sort of pinpoint one particular, I guess, cause of the bloom.
A significant contributor?
I think that we are having an impact on our natural environment. Now, whether that is what has caused the algal bloom or not, as I said, no scientist is willing, and I'm certainly not an expert in marine science. But I think it's fair to say that we should be doing all we can to make sure that runoff into our coastal regions is as clean as it possibly can be. And I think Australians should be proud of how we do look after our natural environment. I think we're keen to sort of punish ourselves, but I think we should be very, very proud of how we are really good custodians of our natural coastlines and beaches.
Just finally, on the bigger picture, where do you think success lies electorally for the coalition? Is it trying to secure votes in the middle, if you like, or leaning more to the right?
I think that the best place for the coalition to sit itself is coming up with policy positions that are in the best interests of the Australian nation and going out there and prosecuting that argument. Now, I would say to you that governments, and certainly coalition governments, have been most successful when they have done that from the centre of politics. And we are a centre-right party, and I would expect to see that our policy offerings are aligned with where we sit on the political spectrum.
Senator, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Sally.